KC.
Hi, KC. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
How are you?
Are you doing well?
I'm doing all right.
Well, that's good. So it looks like you were sent over to me because you're interested in doing the local SEO with us. Is that correct? Okay, and they also asked if you wanted to know if we have access to your GBP. Is that correct as well?
What is that?
Your Google Business Profile.
Oh, okay, yeah. A Google Business Profile on Google Maps you're talking about?
Correct. We do have access to that, and if you want that service as a standalone service, it's $199 a month, and that's month-to-month, no contract.
What about couples with my Google, what was that?
You had it before with the Facebook ad.
Huh?
You had it before with the Facebook ad? You had it coupled with Facebook ads for the Platinum package previously.
Can I couple this with my Google Guarantee ad?
Absolutely.
Will it be cheaper?
It's $199 a month. That is the cheaper price. Normally, it's $399 a month.
What?
Yep.
Was I paying that before?
No, you were paying $249 before.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so let me go ahead and push that through. Do I have your permission to build the card we have on file, the visa ending in 6340?
What do you call it? So, can it be so it bills everything at the same time? I don't want multiple bills.
So what's going to happen is she billed for your LSA today for your leads. That lasts you for 30 days. Unless you choose to increase those or decrease those, she would be calling to refill your budget again on the 5th. So it would be the same day because this would reoccur on the 5th day of every month, the $199. So it's not going to be multiple bills on multiple days unless you choose to change the billing date.
Yeah, if it could be coupled in all in one bill, and then it'll be just itemized on there, right?
It is itemized on there, but the thing about it, Casey, is this, is with the ads, with the Google Guarantee ads, we call you to refill the budget because it's a large amount. We want to make sure that you're ready for the next bunch of leads. Like, you have the ability to call in and increase them or decrease them. Like, say you want all 13 leads in 1 week, then you could say, let's increase the leads, and then we would increase the leads for you. Or you can call in and pause the leads. So then it would pause the leads. But we don't automatically charge you that amount because we don't feel like that's fair to you. We want you to know that a big chunk is coming out, you know?
I paid for it up front, didn't I?
You did pay for it up front. Yes, you sure did. You paid for it already, the $435. But what I'm saying is, so if you, wait a minute, you paid that last month? So have you gone through all of your leads?
I don't know.
Okay. Jeez. I have to have Bonnie call you back on that because I don't know what's going on with the leads and things like that. I just take care of the front end of the sale. And then, I can go ahead and get you going for the local package to get the local SEO and all that moving forward. I can do that for you. And then let me see here. Hold on a second. Let me take a look. Okay, so you don't have the website through us. Who's the website through?
That was through freaking City Local or something.
Okay. All right. It looks pretty good. Yeah, I do. City Local Pro. It does look pretty good. Okay. Because I was going to say if you needed an upgraded website, that's a perk that I can give you for free, something that I can include for free for you. Like if you ever need one, you have that available to you. But
would it be better than this one?
It would be similar. I like this one. You don't like this one?
Okay. Yeah, no, that's fine, but they, I don't know, they be just asking me for money, like, because I don't advertise with them no more.
Uh-huh.
It's like, and I paid for this freaking website. That's supposed to be my website, but they're like,
yeah.
We need to, I don't know, they need, I need to pay them to host it or some crap. I'm like, what?
How much are they charging you to host it?
I don't remember.
It shouldn't be more than $50 a month. If they're charging you more than $50 a month to host it, let me know, and I'll have them rebuild you a site for free.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and get the local SEO going for you at the $199, and then I will have Bonnie call you. Let's see here. I'll have Bonnie call you about the leads to see where you're at with the lead flow on everything, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
Thank you.
I'm going to charge the Visa that we have on file that ends in 6340.
Let me see. Hold on, let me see which one is that. It's part of the 6340.
That's the card that we have on file that we've been charging.
Yeah, hold on. Let me make sure it's my business card.
Sure.
Not the other card. Okay, yeah, that's the one.
Okay, cool. All right, I'm going to go ahead and get that going, and then we'll get everything moving forward with that and get some fresh content up there to go ahead and move stuff forward, okay?
So right now, what page am I ranking on?
Well, you do have the first page placement with the Google Guarantee, absolutely. As far as the rest of it goes, hold on just a second. I'm trying to see if there's any other perks that we have in there, anything else at all that I can give you. Okay, I see here. All right. Let me open a new incognito window. Okay, let's see. Okay, so it looks like to me, I'm trying to get in there. I wonder why it's only showing part of it. Is the HVAC or the plumbing more prominent?
HVAC.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay, so right now it's not showing me for the first page of search results, and I'm having trouble getting to the second page. Give me just a second here. Yeah, I'm not sure why I can't get to the second page. Let me look for my cell phone. I wonder if I need to clear my cache. So I think that you're at least on the second page.
Do I show up, or you can't even see me?
Hold on. Well, it's been a while since we haven't done your local SEO since, let me see here. We haven't done anything with it since May, so that's like 3 months ago. You probably fell back. You know what I mean?
Oh, I just dropped my budget for that last month when I switched over to the guarantee.
No, it shows me that the last payment for this was made on May 7th, on April 7th, which carried you through to May 7th. And because of that, we stopped the programming for that. So I remember when you stopped the budget on that so that you could give this thing, go ahead and get the payment moving forward to give it a shot for this. I remember that. Yeah. But it does.
Yeah,
look
I remember
like,
talking to you. Sort of just 2 months.
Yeah, it's been almost 3 months. It's been 3 months since you paid for that because we're in July now. So it goes, you know, you pay up front and then it carries you to the end of the month. So it has been 2 months. So you've definitely fallen down back on the page. Yeah. So the sooner we get it moving forward for you, the better.
Really?
Your character.
When is the Google Guarantee gonna bill? What date?
Well, the Google Guarantee, I don't know what day that's going to bill. I have to ask Bonnie for that. Let me see if she's still in the account, if she can do something, if she can let me know if it's going to bill again. First week of August. It's not set to build till the first week of August, so you're good.
So, for this?
No, for the Google Guarantee. For the Google Guarantee, it's not set to bill again till the first week of August.
Well, so it already billed me for July?
No, I don't see that it did bill you for July. It didn't bill him.
Last time they billed me was last month,
right? Yeah, that's what I show.
Yeah, so...
It shows only... Did you pause it for any at any point in time?
I don't think so. I think
okay.
The first month, that makes sense. I didn't go alive until, like, the first of July, I believe. That's why then.
Yeah, so it was basically, if you didn't go live, then it was on pause. So it doesn't spend your money when you're not live, which is the benefit to it, you know?
Yeah, because, yeah, they were processing it. They couldn't go live. Yeah, okay, when it went live, that's when it started charging. But,
okay.
I'm already, like, through the middle of my budget already, I believe. Yeah.
Well, if it's the beginning of July, so today is July 5th. If it started at the beginning of July, which was 5 days ago, okay, then you shouldn't be through your budget at all. Let me know.
Okay.
Let me double check for leads received. First week of every month for the previous month. Okay. Yeah. So she said that you haven't been billed. You haven't been billed yet because it wasn't going.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you for your honesty.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I just had to double check it with her.
Yeah, go ahead and let's start that, yeah.
Okay.
Let's start that Google budget back up.
The local? Okay.
You
got it?
Yeah.
I'm billing for that now.
Is it a good idea to do both?
Yes, it is. I highly recommend it. Okay?
From your expertise?
Yes. Absolutely. I sold that product for a very long time before they switched me over to the Google Guarantee. So I still do a lot of stuff.
What do you call it? How long will it take for me to get back on the first page?
Well, the maximum time is 30 to 45 days. That's the maximum. That's what we promise in the terms and conditions.
Really? And then I have my, am I still showing up on, is my address showing up on Google, I think on Apple Maps, or if I go Economy HVAC, it shows my address.
Apple Maps?
I think I put in a request to get that removed, let me see. Put Economy HVAC in on the Apple Maps? Not Google Maps, Apple Maps.
I don't use Apple Maps. It's not showing on the Google one.
Yeah, I know it doesn't. But on Apple, it did.
Okay. Okay. If you need me to...
Yeah. Hold on. My buddy's searching it up. See
yeah, absolutely. Have him open an incognito window so it's a clean search so we know for sure. And I can have them address it for you.
Economy HVAC... Oh, there's Economy HVAC in Mooresville, Indiana, Economy Refrigeration, blah, 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 blah. On this one, hold on. It's saying Economy HVAC and Plumbing, contractor in Woodland, California.
Mm-hmm.
Where's he? on the search bar, it showed 1367 East Oak Avenue. But now, when you press on it, it says Contractor Woodland, California. Which,
well, 1367 isn't even your address, right? It's the 1814?
Oh, there it is. Yeah, so that's one of my previous houses.
Mm-hmm. But that's that's what I looked up in your account right now. That's how I just read it off to you, because I have that for billing purposes. But it's not showing on your Google listing.
Well, when I search it, Economy HVAC.
So the way it reads your listing for...
it says, yeah, when you're searching it up, you know, on the search bar, it shows Economy HVAC and Plumbing, and then under it says 1367 East Oak. So it's, that address is still showing up. I don't want no address. I just wanted to say Woodland, California. That's it.
Right. So I'm not familiar with the things to do with Apple, but I can definitely have client support contact you and get them to take care of that. Whatever is going on with that, I can definitely.
Start a process to get that removed, please. That'd be great.
Sure. Absolutely. I'll go ahead and get that going and see what we can do about it. And then, and you said that's only on Apple Map, right?
Yeah, it looks like that's on the, Google Maps was, I think it was good, right? Can you see the Google Maps real quick?
The Google Map is fine. What's the address that it's showing on the Apple Maps? 1367?
1367, East Oaks.
East Oaks? Is that in Woodland Hills?
Avenue. No, Woodland, California. Woodland Hills is about 6 hours away from me. Or maybe eight. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess it's a really big town in L.A., so that's why everybody keeps saying, I say Woodland, California. Woodland Hills.
It's huge. It really is.
Yeah. It's like a high-end town, but I live in the ghetto Woodland.
Yeah, we had to talk about that, didn't we? Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm going to get that taken care of for you and go ahead and push this out, and we'll get everything moving forward, okay? Now, on your end, I want you to continue to try to get more, reviews and send us in some more photos so we have more content to work with, okay?
I could just send all that info to that 800 number that they texted me on?
You absolutely can, or you can send it from the dashboard. You have the ability to send it in from the dashboard. You can add photos of any time as well. Okay.
Anytime you can what? On the dashboard?
On the dashboard, you can add photos in through the dashboard at any time as well. So what that means is within the dashboard, there's actually, you can go into the profile, the business profile, and you can just upload new photos.
Oh, what about on the Google Maps, on the map listing? Can I upload my photos on there?
You send them to us, and we upload them for you. Because we want to make sure that the resolution is good. We want to make sure that everything is good to go. If you upload a crappy photo and we can't get it off there, then it's going to be terrible, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
You want us to take care of it for you, so just send us the photos and we'll get them going. If there's photos you want up on the Google Business Profile, for sure you know that you want them up there. Just send them in through text and then send it in and have it say that. Say that you want them to come in on the Google Business Profile. We'll take care of it, okay?
So it's really easy to go through the portal and then do it too?
Yes, absolutely. When you're in a place where you're not driving, because I can hear that you're driving right now, so when you're in a place where you're not driving, then... give me a call. I'll send you a text, my direct phone number and extension line again, and then I can walk you through it, okay?
Well, I'm in my portal right now, and I'm in a traffic jam, so.
You're in your portal right now, and you're in a traffic jam. All right, I want you to be safe, okay? Hold on. So you're on the mobile platform, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay, you see the three lines up in the
top right?
Okay. Yeah. Yes. And then go ahead and go, click that, and then go to where it says business info.
It does, yes, okay.
Scroll down to the bottom where it says business photos.
Is it bottom?
Yep. And then there's going to be, right when you get to business photos, there's right above, right there, it's going to be a little blue button with a plus sign on it. It's going to say, click here to add photos.
Right above the photo, right before the photo start?
Right where it says business photos, yes. It should be right before the actual photos start. So the first one that I see is of a unit with a box sitting on the top of it.
Oh, click to add?
Yes.
It says
right there.
Click to add?
Yes.
Okay. Disclaimer? Oh, that's a disclaimer.
So when you click to add, it shows me that it is a little bit easier from the computer, but if all of them are saved to your mobile device, then it'll be fine.
Well, it says, when it says click to add, that's a disclaimer. It's telling me to write something in there.
No, not when I'm looking from the computer. Mm-mm.
From the computer?
Yeah, it says drag your photos here, file format, JPG.
Oh, okay, click to add. Okay, now I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I see it. Yeah. Photo library, yes. We could just select all of them, or we got to do one by one?
I don't know. Probably one by one.
You don't know?
And you might be able to dump multiple in at the same time, but I would probably say one by one.
Oh, okay. It's selecting.
Okay.
Selecting. Okay, yeah, I got it.
Anything else I can help you with?
Nope, that's it.
All right. I'm going to send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line. That way you have my information, okay?
Thank you very much.
If you prefer dealing with me, you're welcome to, all right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You got
it. I like it.